Right, a very warm welcome to you. Thank you so much for coming to be part of our service today. Whether you're normally part of our church family or if you're just dropping in, great to see you today. Before we do anything else this morning, it's always good when we come to God to come with a thankful heart. So what I'd like us to do, think for a moment, tell me something good that's been happening recently. Now, maybe there's been a whole load of really difficult stuff in your life, but what has there been that's good? What has there been that you can think, yes, God was involved in that? And what I'd like you to do now, please, if you'd like to do this, message me. Let me know what it is, and I will put together a prayer that we can use in the future based on the things that you've sent me. What is good that's been happening? Let me give you one example. In the street where I live, on Friday, we had a neighborhood street party. It was socially distant. We all had to keep away from each other, but it was wonderful. And I think it's something that probably wouldn't have happened had we been in normal times. And neighbors are getting to know each other better, and neighbors are showing care for each other, and it's wonderful. What's your good thing? Please message me now. And as we come together as God's people, we're going to remind ourselves who we are. This is a responsive reading. Don't be embarrassed. Please take part at home.
We are a chosen people. No accident, no second best, each one essential to your plan. We are a royal priesthood, sons and daughters of the King, heirs and bringers of the kingdom. You have called us out of darkness into your wonderful light. Help us, Father, to declare your praise. We are a holy nation. Set us apart to live for you, ambassadors among the nations. We are God's special possession. What delight you take in us, help us take delight in you. You have called us out of darkness into your wonderful light. Help us, Father, to declare your praise. Amen.
And now we're going to focus on God that we can honour him together. Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart.
Praise be thou mine inheritance. Sovereign of heaven, my treasure thou art. High King of heaven, thou heaven's bright sun, oh, grant me its joys after victory is won. Great heart of my own heart, whatever befall, still be thou my vision, O ruler of all.
Hello, Squeak. It's great to see you again. We missed you last week, though. You didn't feel like coming. Okay. You didn't feel good. Well, that happens sometimes, but I usually find that when I take part in church, I feel better at the end. Oh, you felt too ashamed to come. I'm sorry to hear that. You're not really sure that God wants you in church anymore. Hey, you know, Jesus told us to pray to our Father. He's our great Father. He loves us so much. I don't think you need to worry about. Oh, it's the thing that you told me about that I haven't told to anybody. Yeah, well, you know, I haven't told anybody about it, honest. Yes, Squeak, I know God has forgiven you. God does forgive. There's no problem there. Yeah, okay, now that is a point. What about your brother? I mean, now remember, Squeak, there's people watching here. You think it's time to confess? To all these people who are watching. It's a big thing. You really do understand that? Okay, so what was it that happened? You were horrible to your brother, Squawk. And you don't think that he's forgiven you. Well, yeah, I know. He was standing on the perch and you pushed him off and you hurt him. Well, do you know what? I think it's time that you perched up your differences. And you stop getting in a flap about it. Yeah, okay, I am winging it. But seriously, do you think he'd listen if you told him that you were sorry? Do you think he might? Yeah, I think he might. The two of you are brothers. It's not going to be easy to go around to his nest at the moment with social distancing, but I think you could do something. I know what you could do. You could tweet it to him. Right. Yes, I know it is a risk when we do that sort of thing. It could go wrong. It's not an easy thing to do to say that you're sorry, but it's usually worth it. Hey, I've got a great idea. Yeah, no, this is really good. Why don't we ask Squawk to take part in the service next time? Do you think he'd like that? Yeah, I think he would. So you're going to ask him? Well, that's great. And he'll be your four-feather friend? I hope so.
A few notices this morning. First of all, I want to say a very big thank you to everybody who is giving financially to the church at the moment. We put out a letter near the start of the lockdown. Your response has been very generous. We are so grateful. This makes a big difference to our church accounts. Thank you once more. A reminder that after the service, we have our virtual coffee via Zoom. Now, it is wonderful to have the opportunity to meet up with other members of our church family. If you are part of our church family, please, can I really encourage you to take part in this? Message me now. Don't leave it to the last minute. We've had occasions where people have got their request in too late and they haven't got the invitation. So please let us know now. If need be, we can talk you through the way that you sign up for it. But we want to see you. So please do come and join in with us for that. Just a reminder, what I said at the start of the service, if you have something that you can thank God for today of what's happened recently, please do message me. I'd love to hear your stories. And please also do remember that the main way that we're getting information quickly to the church at the moment is via the church Facebook page. So please do stay in touch with what's there. Every week we put up other resources that you can use to help you to get closer to God. There are activities for children and families to do. There are suggestions as to how you could pray and other material. Please do take a look at that. Now we're going to sing a song together, and this is a new song for most of us, but if you have been following the Facebook page, you'll have seen the original video for this, which I thoroughly recommend. This is a song to help us really declare how great, amazing, and unique our God is. 1, 2, 3, 4! Na 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 na. Up to the skies, when I see the light from that comes, there's only one creator. When I watch the moon at night, when I feel the sun is burning bright, there's only one creator. So clap your hands and sing, shout out and worship him. Oh, clap your hands and talking in French, Spanish, Greek to Mandarin. So low, high, uncreator. So clap your hands and sing. Shout out and worship him. So clap your hands. You made, oh wow, oh wow, you died and now we can be saved. Oh wow, oh wow, you rose and left an empty grave. Oh wow, oh wow, day you're coming back again. Oh wow, what a God, oh wow, what a God, there's no one like you. There'll never be another. Awesome! Oh wow, what a God. Oh wow, what a God. There's no one like you. There'll never be another awesome God.
Good morning. My name's Kevin and I'm married to my lovely wife, Patricia. We started coming to Mills Hill just before the lockdown. We feel so much at home here. We'd be glad to see you again soon, hopefully. I've been asked to share today about what happened to me a couple of years ago. I was diagnosed with advanced stages of cancer. I got rushed into the hospital at Oldham, and that was a very trying time for myself and my family. During the first few days when I was at Oldham Hospital, obviously, I was very nervous, I was scared, I was worried, and so many things going through my mind at this particular time. And I was one day, I think it was my second day I was there, I was just praying to Lord, you know, Lord, just help me. And I read Mark chapter 4, verse 35 onwards, about Jesus being in the boat in the storm. And during this prayer time, I felt this amazing love. It went all the way from my head, all the way through my whole body. I was just so cocooned in his love. And I just prayed, Lord, Lord, I just want to praise you and glorify you in this situation. And I had such an amazing peace, that I knew whatever I was going to go through, that he was there with me. He was going to carry me. He was going to hold me. He just loves me so much. And I just come out of that time of God and his presence. And I just knew that whatever I faced and what I was going through, that he is always there with me. He's there in the storm, in the boat, carrying me through. And he gave me such peace and is able to face the situations that I had to face in the future, in the coming years. And as I was going through my chemotherapy and my treatment, I had quite a few dark times and obviously a lot of good times as well. But in these times, he was there. He was always, always carrying me through. It was such an incredible time, really, because it is dark. My family were going through so much stuff as well as myself. But he's there and he was always carrying me through. And I just want to put in today's perspective as well, as we're going through lockdown and this coronavirus. I just feel that knowing what God brought me through and what he took me through, he's always there. So no matter what I face going beyond this coronavirus, whatever's going to happen, God will always be carrying me through. He's in the boat. He's my rock. He's my shield. And I just want to share that today, no matter what we face, he's there with us. He's there carrying us. He's there going through with us. His love is immense. It's immense, his love. And I know when I came out for the first time of the hospital, I went to the church, and the very first song that I heard and sung was Cornerstone by Hillsongs. And it said, through the storm, he is Lord, Lord of all. And he is. No matter what we go through, he's there going through with us. And I just wanted to share that with you. His love is so tangible, so amazing. I'll never forget that experience of my life in the hospital. And I'm still here, and it's good. Thank you for listening. Bye.
We're now going to come to God in prayer. We want to pray for many people today. First of all, I'd like us to pray for the people who live in the places around where we are today. Many people will be in many different needs. So let's pray for them. Our Father in heaven, we pray for our neighbourhoods. We pray for children who can find some parts of this lockdown so, so difficult. Lord, we pray you'd help them today. Lord, help them to get on well with the people who are caring for them. Help them to learn. Lord, may they really be blessed by you today. We pray for those in our community who are sad today, including those who have been bereaved. Lord, help them, we pray. May they be comforted. May you draw alongside them so that things can feel a bit different today. We pray for those who feel lonely and isolated, and for those who feel that they are just cramped in with other people. Lord, for both sets of these people, give them your support, give them your peace, give them your joy today. We pray for all who are affected financially by what is going on. Lord, we pray that needs will be met. We pray for those who are working, especially in key worker roles where life is sometimes dangerous. Lord, please encourage them, please support them, please put your protection around them. And we pray too, Lord, for everybody who just lives around us this morning. Think of one or two people you know who live near you and pray for them today.
And we pray for those who make decisions about us. Lord, help us to learn from the good things that are happening just now, that we might be changed afterwards. Help our decision makers, especially the Prime Minister, who plans to make a statement tonight. And looking much further afield, I'm using some prayer requests today from BMS World Mission, which is an organization that we are associated with as a church. First of all, we pray for their staff in Chad. They are supporting people who are doing crucial work to help with the coronavirus outbreak so that patients can get the care that they need. We pray for protection over staff and patients. We pray for a project they support in Afghanistan that provides mental health support to people, including medical workers, that this will benefit many people in a nation that has experienced so much pain. We pray for the projects they support in Nepal, especially those which are about providing protective equipment for hospital staff, that there will be protection, especially in places where medical equipment is scarce. We pray for those who are providing food parcels for families in Sri Lanka and for those who receive them, that you would protect them too, and many other people who are vulnerable. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Amen. And now we're going to hear some of the words of Jesus from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 6.
Good morning, everybody. Our reading this morning is from Matthew chapter 6, beginning at verse 5. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by men. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what you have done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we have also forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. This was God's word this morning.
When I was at primary school, we all had to stand up at the start of each day, close our eyes and say the Lord's Prayer. I remember one boy who thought it was his job to tell the teacher which other child had kept his eyes open. It didn't last long because the teacher wasn't impressed that he knew. Anyway, the problem with reciting things is that we get used to them and they lose their impact. Even something as powerful as the Lord's Prayer, I'm so glad I was taught it at a young age. But no way could my six-year-old self understand the meaning of Thy Kingdom Come. And I don't remember the teacher ever trying to explain it. The Lord's Prayer is a revolutionary prayer. When we pray this, we are handling dynamite. Our Father in heaven, may your name
be honoured. May your kingdom come. May your will be done. This is a cry for wholesale change in the world. And Jesus tells us that when we come together, we are to pray this prayer. For those of us who know it well and feel it, it's a heart cry. Something deep within us connects to it. It starts, "Our Father." It tells us that that is the way to address God. The Lord's Prayer changes our whole idea of who God is and how we talk to him. We don't call him Lord or God or Master. We call him our Father. And as we pray together, we are one family. This prayer teaches us that we are all God's children. We have this relationship with God that we cannot destroy, and therefore a family relationship with each other. The words I and me and mine do not appear in it at all. It's us, we, our, all the way. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins. Lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. It's about us all the way. And Jesus says that God our Father is generous. In fact, he says that God is perfect, which God our Father shows by being kind to people, whether they appreciate it or not. God loves his enemies. He loves the people who don't believe in him. He loves the people who curse him. So we can come to pray, and we can be confident that he loves us. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. When the sun rises in the morning, it rises on everyone. When the rain falls, it falls on everyone. This, Jesus tells us, is a sign of God's love. God's love shines on everyone. We dare to believe it, and we pray. One sunny afternoon recently, I went out into the garden and I just sat there and I enjoyed the sunshine. The sun didn't look at me and judge me. It didn't think of something that I've done this week and call for a cloud. It just shone. And God's love just shines on you, on me, on everyone. This is a revolutionary prayer. This takes our ideas about God and turns them on their head. But it was still down to me to step outside and enjoy the sunshine. You don't get your vitamin D by staying indoors. And God's love is there for us. But we still need to approach him. The sun entices me out in the garden, but it doesn't force me. And God entices us to pray and doesn't force us. Welcome to the revolution. That is the Lord's Prayer. We're going to pray it this morning. I'm not going to use these and those this morning because I think they can sometimes obscure what it says. So I'm going to pray it in slightly more up-to-date English. Our Father in heaven, may your name be honoured. May your kingdom come. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not lead us to hard testing, but rescue us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And we sing together, I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. Thank you.
with a melody. You surround me with a song of deliverance from my enemies, till all my fears are gone. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. From my mother's womb, you have chosen me. Love has called my name. I've been born again into your family. Your blood flows through my veins. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. You split the sea so I could walk right through it. My fears were drowned in perfect love. You rescued me so I could stand and sing. I am a child of God. You split the sea so I could walk right through it. My fears were drowned in perfect love. You rescued me so I could stand and sing. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I am a child of God.
Thank you for being part of this service. May the Lord bless you and take care of you in every way. Amen.